This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The Austin Independent School District is in the process of renaming five schools, currently named after men who served in the Confederate military or government. There were a lot of options shared during the debate, including this one. The problem isn't just about schools being named after Confederates, but how these schools teach about the Confederacy and slavery. In the first of two stories on that, KUT's Claire McInerney reports on what these history lessons look like in Austin schools.
Through the whole debate on whether the school should be renamed, this was a common statement.
Never once did I hear in my 4 years at Lanier that Sidney Lanier was named after a Confederate soldier.
That's Terry Ayers. He's a Lanier High School alumni who spoke at a board meeting in January. Ayers went to Lanier decades ago, but that lack of awareness around the namesakes is still around. School board member Ted Gordon said he found it distressing that students at Lanier, Eastside Memorial, and Reagan High Schools, as well as Fulmore Middle School, still don't know the history of their school names.
I don't know how in this day and age, or in a school district, which is the finest school district as we have here, that we can have folks who don't understand why these names might be painful or who these people were and what they stand for.
This part of the conversation brought up another question. How are schools here teaching the Civil War and slavery? Before we look at this issue in Austin, it's worth taking a wider view. Asan Kwame Jeffries is a history professor at The Ohio State University. He recently co-wrote a report for the Southern Poverty Law Center. It looked at how schools are teaching slavery and the Civil War, what he calls hard history.
When we talk about hard history, we're talking about sort of that complicated history, that difficult history in the past, that is hard for a number of reasons.
Jeffrey says history classes around the country don't spend enough time looking at how hard the realities of slavery were.
We think about American history as being a story of perpetual progress. In our early grades, there's really nothing bad that happens. We always focus on the heroes.
He says too often the early grades teach only about Frederick Douglass's accomplishments as an abolitionist, for example. He says there needs to be age-appropriate lessons on the realities of slavery that Douglass was fighting against. You can't just bring in those realities in high school, he says.
Last time I checked, calculus was quite hard as well, but we don't wait until high school to tackle the subject. You create building blocks and stepping stones so that by the time you get to the older grades, students already have been prepared to sort of wrestle with the topics.
To do that, teachers need to be comfortable with these lessons. But Jeffries found that isn't always the case. Jessica Jolliffe is the head of social studies curriculum for AISD. When she read that part of Jeffries' report, she agreed.
And that's one of the things, right, that's mentioned in that report is that it's difficult for teachers to talk about the oppression of other people, to talk about the system of white supremacy that allowed for slavery, to even talk about like the dehumanization of people who were enslaved.
And this, she says, affects a student's learning.
It's difficult for the teacher to talk about and the student sense that it's uncomfortable, and it's difficult for students then to access.
Jolliffe recognizes these blind spots in the district. She's trying to improve AISD's teaching of slavery. One way is promoting books that talk about life as a slave. But teaching slavery involves more than just historical facts, according to Jeffries. He says students need to understand that what happened before and after the Civil War is still relevant today.
Nothing that they are experiencing in their lives today was created yesterday, or even the day before them, or even during their lifetime. What they are feeling are the effects of generations of sort of racial discrimination.
The back corner, and then we're going to work our way up.
This year, AISD started a new class to try and bring some of that context into the classroom. It's a social studies elective called Ethnic Studies. The point of the class is to have students talk about race, sexual orientation, and gender in our society. Chad Timmons teaches one of these classes at Aikens High School. As the students are working on a writing exercise, he explains what today's lesson is about.
So we're doing a lesson on privilege. We're going to start with white privilege.
The students in this class are mostly Black and Latino. They start the lesson by watching some videos about the talk many parents of color have with their kids. One is a mom telling her daughter what to do if she's pulled over by the cops.
When you get pulled over.
I'm a good driver.
Okay. Baby,
don't worry.
This is not about you getting a ticket. This is about you not coming home.
And then they read an article on white privilege and write a reflection on it. Here's senior Giselle Rojas.
I wrote that white privilege is kind of like a go-free card that those of a lighter complexion get. Like, it's just like a given. However, like, they aren't taught to acknowledge it. They just see others at a disadvantage and they're kind of neutral in this world.
Timmons then leads the students in looking at everyday examples of white privilege.
And so like being able to go into a store and get a box of Band-Aids that are labeled flesh color, and I mean, what do they all look like? Whose skin tone do they match?
And the students all say white people. This prompts a very passionate discussion among the female students about makeup. Izadia Bice shares a story about a popular makeup brand coming out with a new foundation.
There were 3 dark shades.
Okay.
And so 11 light shades. There wasn't even one that would really fit me.
Okay.
And it was like pale ivory, like it was like satin, like it was all like just the pale or the light or the neutral.
Okay. They'll also talk about male privilege and economic privilege. Ethnic studies is only offered at 6 AISD high schools. Timmons says it's great to help put history in context, but it doesn't change the fact that there are challenges when he's teaching his regular history classes.
I think we do try to step outside of the box and give fill the gaps a little bit and try to present more perspectives than we think are present.
Those gaps he's talking about have a lot to do with what the state says should be taught in history class. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Claire McInerney, KUT News.